Welcome to our podcast, The Legend of the Forest. Hello, I am Sofia, a student at Liceo La Paz School, and today my classmate Daniela and I will be talking to you about Robin Hood.
Nowadays, there isn't much information about this character, so we don't know everything about him yet. According to the information resources, Robin was a man known for his great skill with a bow and an arrow, and also for his great generosity.
However, you are missing a key piece of information. Robin Hood and his men lived as outlaws in the forest. They took advantage of rich travelers and took everything they had from them, from money to precious objects.
Wait a minute, Robin didn't steal for himself. He did it to help others. His friends, the peasants, had nothing, and thanks to him, they all have something to eat and enjoy.
All of this took part in Sherwood Forest near Nottingham, but it is which century did it happen?
It happened in the Middle Ages, specifically between the 12th and 13th centuries. But why is this so well known?
It is famous because it is rare to find a robber giving the benefit to poor people. Can you tell us more interesting facts about him?
Yes, of course. Imagine someone who risks everything for others. That is what Robin Hood symbolizes, resistance against oppression. His mention of social justice is still relevant today, which is he was become of the most epic and enduring myths in existence.
As you say, there are myths and fictional elements, for example, superhuman skill in archery and fencing.
Life in the forest is often shown in the romanticist way. Stories often mix historical events and characters for different eras.
Social and political conditions are shown in a simplified way.
On the other hand, there are elements that do have historical reference. Firstly, Sherwood Forest and other places mentioned in the legends actually exist and also played a very important role in the medieval society.
Not only were they hunting grounds for nobility, but as a place where all the peasants lived.
There was a growth of trading towns, but social inequality grew.
You were referring to the feudalism that existed at that time. Society was hierarchical with the king at the top, followed by nobles, knights, and finally peasants. The king granted lands to the nobles, who in return provided military service.
The king at that time was Richard I of England, or Richard the Lionheart.
At that time, England was still under the rule of the Norman nobility, established after the conquest of 1060.
And now we continue the legend, because every character has their enemies.
Marley, the sheriff of Nottingham, who represents unjust authority, and sometimes Prince John, but he also had friends. Who made up this group of friends?
The best known characters are Little John, Fairtrack, Will Scarlet, and Lady Marion, and also some of them were added to the story centuries later. What are these characters like, and what secret does each one hold?
Marley, the sheriff of Nottingham, who represents unjust authority, and sometimes Prince John, but he also had friends. Who made up this group of friends?
The best known characters are Little John, Fairtrack, Will Scarlet, and Lady Marion, and also some of them were added to the story centuries later. What are these characters like, and what secret does each one hold?
Little John is Robin Hood's best friend. And Lieutenant, he is described as very tall and strong, which is why it's ironic that he is called Little. His typical weapon is the long staff, representing loyalty and strength within the group. He is one of the oldest characters.
Next is Fairtrack, a cheerful, gluttonous and blunt monk. He usually carries a sword or staff, and displays humor and rebellion against authority of the corrupt clergy, who abuses their power for personal gain.
Following these three is Will Scarlet, a young, elegant and temperamental companion. He is recognized by his red attire. He often appears as a skilled swordsman. He embodies impulsive youth within the group.
Finally, Lady Marion, also indispensable to the story today. Thus, not appear in the earliest Robin Hood ballads. She was added to the legends centuries later. She is usually Robin's love interest and sometimes participates in the forest life or fighting the sheriff.
He is described as very tall and strong, which is why it's ironic that he is called Little. His typical weapon is the long staff, representing loyalty and strength within the group. He is one of the oldest characters.
Next is Fairtrack, a cheerful, wholesome and blunt monk. He usually carries a sword or staff, and displays humor and rebellion against authority of the corrupt clergy, who abuses their power for personal gain.
Following these three is Will Scarlet, a young, elegant and temperamental companion. She is recognized by his red attire. He often appears as a skilled swordsman. He embodies impulsive youth within the group.
Finally, Lady Marion, also indispensable to the story today, does not appear in the earliest Robin Hood ballads. She was added to the legends centuries later. She is usually Robin's love interest and sometimes participates in the forest life or fighting the sheriff.
At first, we didn't really know who this Robin Hood character was and we thought it was going to be boring.
But in the end, we learned a lot about this legend and the culture of those times and his city, besides learning a wide variety of English vocabulary.
That's all of our podcast. Thanks for listening. See you in the next podcast.